let's keep talking. Welcome back to Found in Estonia podcast. My name is Tiina, and usually I'm here talking with foreigners who have made Estonia their home. But today I'm actually joined by an Estonian, and in this short and special episode, we focus a bit about Piret's story and her background, and then talk in depth about Estonian design, and more specifically design tours that Piret is leading. Namely, Piret Potisepp is a well-traveled and active Estonian. She has lived in multiple countries, and besides her daily job, she is the founder of Tallinn Design Tours. What does it mean? What is her story behind it? We will let her explain. So, hello Piret! Could you share a bit about your story? Where did you grow up and what is your background?
Yes, hello, it's great to be here because I heard that I'm actually the first Estonian as a guest of this podcast. So it's not only a pleasure, but it's a big honor as well. Telling my story in a nutshell is a challenge for me because though my roots are fully Estonian, as far as I know, I call myself a big patriot and lover of Estonia, and that's why I've always come back to Estonia. But at the same time, I also consider myself as a global citizen. Why? Because during the university times, I just joined by accident, by pure accident, the student organization called ISEC. And not by accident, I actually applied for a job in Latin America and I got selected. So in the age of 21, I was heading to lead the corporate team of ISEC Ecuador. Later on, I applied for the regional role and I moved to Brazil, and I was overlooking all the Spanish-speaking countries within the ISEC organization, and I had a regional project in collaboration with Ashoka, which is the world's largest social entrepreneurs network. And then I became very homesick and came back to Estonia. I applied for a job via Skype, which was very new thing over there. Now it's normal, but 20 years ago, it was a novelty, definitely. I work for the Baltic region. And then what happened during 2008 was the financial crisis, which hit the whole world. Estonia, as a very small economy, got a lot of distraction and our economy went down really fast. So I was in search of new opportunities, and the new opportunities arose in China. So I found myself working and studying Chinese alongside with other CEOs and business managers in Beijing. Yes, and having learned on the go just Spanish and Portuguese, guess what? Chinese was not that difficult. So, 我的中文现在不好，但是以前很好了. So, I was just telling that my Mandarin right now is not good, but it was really good back in the days in China. But again, I became homesick and I wanted to live in a developed world again, and I came back to Estonia and then I thought that my travels are on hold for a while, but it did not exactly go like this. I ended up working in Brussels for a vice president of European Commission for a short term because I just wanted to understand how this monstrum called European Union works, and I got a really good experience in this regard, and then I came back to Estonia again. But all those job commitments in different locations have made me realize how precious it is to live in Estonia and how precious is the local design. And that's why right now I'm here in Estonia, dedicated to do best for local companies and to introduce Estonian design and the Estonian mentality to the whole world.
Wow, that's a really colorful story and so many different countries with so many different experiences. Impressive. So you mentioned you're now here in Estonia and you're passionate about showing and introducing design to others. So do you remember your first conscious touch points with design?
That's a great question, because I had to stop literally and to think about it. And most probably the earliest what I can relate to is the fact that my grandma was really a very elegant lady. And the reason why she was that elegant back in the Soviet times was that her aunt had to immigrate during the World War II. She ended up working and living in the US, and she was sending Vogue issues to Soviet small town in southern Estonia. And she was also sending the fabrics. So my grandma literally had the most fashionable dresses of the whole southern Estonia, most probably. And I never thought about like this, but only later on when she started to tidy up her wardrobe and tidy up her all the cupboards, because the age was growing and she wanted to leave some legacy. She was telling how the things were designed, and it was like a wow moment. But most probably this has affected my style a lot as well, because I've always known that I'm not the one hunting for the latest trends, because the trends will be here only for a season, or if you're lucky, for two or three seasons. But the elegance will stay, and the elegance will never go out of fashion.
Oh, elegance will stay. That's so lovely. And today you're the founder of Design Tours. What pushed you to start doing design tours?
Yes, that's a great question, because you ask what pushed me. Mm-hmm. And actually, I had the idea of doing my own company for a long time, because I've been always supporting other entrepreneurs in my different roles in order to succeed. And I always knew that I want to do a business. But having lived in so many developing world countries, I also saw a need for a sustainable business. And I also realized that all this mass tourism, which has been growing over the past decades, is not contributing to the sustainable world at all. And especially when I was in Brussels and I met with so many Europeans, my colleagues were from very long and from countries with a long, long fashion industry history, such as France, Italy, UK as well, and they were always admiring my outfits, and they were by Estonian designers. And then I'm like, okay, now it's a time. So I came back from Brussels, and yes, I landed in a new job as well, and then I just decided that one day that now it's the day to start up my own business. And actually, there's a very nice, beautiful story about a friend of mine arriving from New York. And we literally, just ad hoc, we were popping up in one designer showroom. I knew the designer, so I made the personal introduction. They had a really nice chit-chat and the conversation. Then there was a next door when another designer, Rethaus, who is the pioneer of sustainable design, not only in Estonia, but in many ways for the whole world, a great example. And then it hit me that, oh, but when I'm in New York, I will not be able to get 101 with Michael Kors or 101 with Calvin Klein. But here in Estonia, it's still possible. So this is when I knew that I have to do it right now in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. It's truly something that is quite unique to Estonia and for a small country. And you mentioned your friend, you introduced your friend to the designer and they got to chit-chat. Is this still part of the design tour that you do today?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually one of the integral parts of design tours is that they are all tailor-made, which means that I'm never going to be via a tour guide with a red flag hanging and telling the same story all over again. What I found is beautiful is the human connections between different people, and I'm really good at facilitating it. So every design tool is based on the interest of a guest. And what it means is like the guest says, oh, I would like to learn something about sustainable design. Then I would know where to take her. Some guests might tell, but I'm looking for something very special for my home. So it would be like accessories, home decor. And some would come and say, but oh, but I have this very special occasion coming up. Can you help me to find the best suitable outfit? And I would be really happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. So is it also a little bit like a curated shopping experience? Or is the goal that they will buy something or not really?
That's the, I love your questions. I must be honest. I'm not making it up that to gain time. I will say that, oh, it's a beautiful question. But curated, yes, because lots of guests are a bit team. So it would be, in a way, it's like you can always organize your own wedding, mm-hmm. but it's so much easier when you have a special organizer mm-hmm. Doing it. So basically, if you have guts, you could do your research over the web, over Google, ask your friends around, ask another experts, and you could get to know, and you can contact the designers on your own. But obviously, it's a little bit different when a friend takes you to the designers and introduces you to the designers. So yes, it's curated, but one thing I was for sure, and I knew it from the very beginning, was that it does not need to focus on shopping. Obviously, if a guest feels like, oh, I would like to buy something, then it would be a nice memory of the experience. But having been all on those Arabic countries where you enter the shop and you can't literally go out before you haven't bought anything, or like India, I think it's the perfect example of this kind of trading, I said to myself, no, this is not the experience I want to provide to the guests. So it's more about the human interaction, what I'm really passionate about, and it's also about the true interest. So I would not like to do a design tour for a person who is not interested in the design or in the topics itself. And I have all the independence and free world as we are right now. I can choose my guests and the guests can choose me.
Oh. So who are the typical attendees or guests that you choose?
The guests' profile has changed tremendously over the two past years of pandemic. Because obviously, when I created these design tours, I had in mind a world traveler, global citizen who is here in Tallinn for a short time. So she would need, or he would need, the help in curated tour fitting 3 to 4 designers within 2 hours. However, when the pandemic came, I had 2 options, whether to close down design tours completely or refocus. And it's just not in my nature to close down the things and to let things go without trying different ways. And I love challenges. So then I just decided to refocus. Most of the guests throughout the past 2 years have been locals, Estonians. And many of them have been amazed because they say that we literally pass by these houses or buildings like on a daily basis, and we had no clue that this showroom existed there and this magical world is created by a designer over there. And obviously expats as well, the ones living here and who were not able to travel throughout the 2 past years either. We've had really nice people from all over the world. I'm not making it sound big. It's like from the US until Japan, all geography has been covered.
Mm-hmm. It sounds really interesting, especially when you mentioned that you take them to places that from outside seem just regular, normal buildings that don't say anything, and then you take them inside. But how do you know about these places? How do you find designers to visit?
That's my little secret, isn't it? No, it's actually, it's just my curious mind by myself. So because I used to travel before pandemic a lot as well. So I always tell to my friends and to my guests that design tours is the way for me to keep myself engaged and in a, like in a good mental health state. Literally, I am a curious mind and I'm not afraid. So even if I don't know the person, I contact them, I get in touch. And more times also my guests say that, oh, do you know this designer? And when I say, oh, sorry, I haven't heard, then they are the ones putting me in touch with new designers. But obviously my work was related to design policy roughly 5 years ago. So I know lots of designers by my work background as well. And one thing that the designers have told me is that, oh, usually we don't take guests, but because you are so passionate about the topic, we are happy to host the guests because we see that you do it with so much passion and you have such a good intentions with the whole movement.
Mm. So you're the key to opening like the secret world to people and guests that you have with you.
One thing that I've also found out, and I don't know how is it with expats, but lots of Estonians have had a very traumatic experiences going to the boutiques.
Oh.
And maybe it was a traumatic experience in the early 2000s, late 90s, when really like you went to the boutique and you were like watched from toe to head and from head to toe and considered whether you have money to buy or not, and some even ask it. Mm-hmm. I had the same experience actually when I was in New York and I was going to the one of the most famous department stores over there, because this is what the people are doing in customer service still in 21st century. And this is one of the things what I sometimes do as well. If it's like an open showroom, I go there and do as a regular guest, and I see and I feel how I'm treated as a guest. And then I consider, would I like to bring my guests over there or not? So many times they are not even hidden places, but people just don't dare to go there. And many times I love to take them to Tallinn Design House, which is a home for 100 plus different designers. So it's really great to give an overview of different fields of design within the limited time frame. And what I always tell to the guests is also that now when you have first entered the door with me, next time it will be easy for you to come on your own, bring your own family or friends or colleagues with you and enjoy the experience on your own.
Mm. And having had so many different guests from different countries, Estonians from US, as you said, and from other countries as well, what have those previous attendees and guests enjoyed most about the tour, their tours?
Most of my tours are on foot. And why? Because I believe in that sustainability starts from the person. So I'm one of those people who have said no to a car in order to feel less guilty when I'm flying a plane. And I'm flying a lot because of my job, because of the face-to-face meetings. And I literally said no when I was offered a company car, because in Tallinn, everything is so compact. I live in a city center, I work in the old town. So one thing I also try to do during the design tours is the the sustainability and showing that sustainability starts from within you. And lots of guests have said that, oh, I never thought about what I'm consuming or what is my consciousness about the things I consume before I join the design tour. They get to ask those questions about why the t-shirt in H&M costs €5 and here it costs €100, and they get a reply from the maker. And this is what the guests have been really honored, is to meet those makers and doers and to be able to think about their consumption patterns. And it's not only about like really the end products, which are really aesthetic and beautiful and wearable and like you really stand out with them, but it's really more about the frames in your brain what get distracted throughout the tour. And many of my international guests have highlighted also the way we are interacting throughout the tour when we are moving from one place to another. So it's not only about, I'm not the fact book of Estonian design, I never intended to be, but it's more like telling your own personal story and hearing the stories behind the brands, which is so compelling.
Mm, that sounds really interesting. Yeah, I'm already curious to hear also, like, what are the stories behind those brands? Do you have, or which designers or design pieces are your own favorites? Do you have any favorite stories or favorite designers, designs?
I'm also a storytelling coach, so I have many stories to tell. And I also train other people how to tell impactful stories. But right now, as we are heading to the spring, and this spring is really remarkable considering what is going on in the Ukraine and how people are shocked and how it's the worst refugee crisis emerging in Europe. And let's not go into this topic. I'm definitely not the expert on war. But one thing that many psychologists have noticed and also have brought out is that when the person is feeling psychologically unsafety, then there are many things you can do in order to make yourself feeling more psychologically safety. Because let's face it, all those war news bring you a lot of anxiety. So one thing to do is to have your environment, which is surrounding you at home, at work, organized. And for organizing, there are like many great Estonian producers. I was just shooting a video with Ars Porcelain, which has a beautiful long history already counting back to first Estonian Independence Day. Another thing which most probably many of you need right now are spectacles. So mines are from Karl, who actually started doing the spectacles because he needed the spectacles. And then he realized that, and he tried so many prototypes, but now the ones made of wood are really the ones fitting for the purpose. Lots of the Estonians are showing their support to Ukraine with blue and with yellow. And there are like jewelry designers who have made it really easy. And there's not many red carpet events coming up. But definitely, I can see when March is coming, the guests want to come and join the design tours because everybody wants the lightness of the spring. And there are many great fashion designers who do exceptional design and use a lot of pastels. I was shooting a video a few weeks ago at Alexanderling, and really nice Estonian brand with a head designer, Anu Ling, who named the brand after her grandfather, who was the tailor during the first independence of Estonia.
Okay, so as I gathered, you don't really have one favorite thing. You have lots of favorite items, lots of favorite designers that go together with different occasions and different feelings that you want to surround yourself with. So one more question about the design tours. What do you think the future holds for it, or what do you want to achieve with it?
Yes, well, I'm a very organized person. That's why I managed to work in almost crazy locations. And I've also, with being in so many challenging environments, I also managed to create very healthy habits. And one of those habits is walk your talk. So when I'm talking about sustainability, I'm really thinking about it on a daily basis. And I'm not only talking about sustainability, and it, I'm telling and educating also the designers I'm working with. So the designers obviously find it a challenge to understand that those clients who come and to the showrooms are not looking for a dress for one occasion, but for 10 years in a row, because this is the mentality of nowadays consumers. And also when it comes to the CO2, they are asking, what is your footprint? Most of the designers have no clue, but then I've linked them up with consultants who could help them to actually count their CO2 footprint. So my mission with design tours is not only to inspire expats, international guests, and Estonians alike to join the experience as such, but it's much bigger. Actually, it's to inspire the movement towards more sustainable world. And I have already inspired several ladies in other countries to take up their own businesses to show local design. So basically, in a world in 10 years' time, there could be in many, many capitals at least, and in other cities as well, local design tours, showcasing the local brands, telling the stories, connecting humans, and making the world more sustainable. Because you need a push to change your habits. So whenever the pandemic times, when the lockdowns were like taken away, the shops were opened again, during the restrictions, everybody were talking that all the consumers have changed completely and tremendously, and they are looking for more sustainable brands. No, the first day the shopping malls opened, everybody were rushing back. So, but this way, soon there will not be enough resources to for the next generations. So yes, my vision is to inspire a more sustainable world.
That's a really noble cause and really, really, really nice goal to have with your tours. Another question that I'm curious to hear about yourself, with having so many different things that you've done in your life, traveled so many into so many places, worked in different countries, what is on your bucket list, and do you even have a bucket list?
Actually, I've never had a bucket list. I never had a bucket list telling that I want to go and live and work in Brazil, or I want to go and take part of a samba carnival, or I want to dance tango on Buenos Aires. But these are the things which just happen. I can't say by accident, because I was definitely applying for the jobs. But at one point, I just knew that it's better not to create your own bucket list. Just yesterday, we had a session about future predictions and creating different scenarios for the future. So for design tours, my bucket list, I have my own bucket list. And in design tours, besides doing the tours in Tallinn, I want to get inspired by myself. And I see that lots of local designers would like to get inspired. So I plan to do inspirational trips to different fashion capitals in the world. I also plan to do videos introducing local designers. I've done it over the past years. They've had a really good feedback from different parts of the world. And when we had recently the dinner with journalists of travel and tourism from Middle East, they said that Estonia is such a precious place. And they said that they see a lot of potential for Estonia to be one of the pioneers in many, many new kind of tourist services. And I absolutely believe in it. It's Estonia is small, and the bucket list is obviously related to that Estonia would continue to be a small yet a great place to live and work and visit.
Wow. It's been really nice hearing about you opening up about design tours, about how you created them, what is the mission behind it, how does it look like. So if anyone who is listening is interested in participating, how is that? How can we find it? Find you?
Yeah, it's very easy. I have a special website, www.designtours.ee, and there's the form you can fill in, and it's the easiest way for you to get in touch. But also we have a Facebook presence and Instagram presence, so dropping an instant message over there and you will get the idea as well.
As you said, you're a really organized person, so I'm sure that they will get a really quick response from you. Reply. It's been really interesting to hear everything that you just shared. So is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up this episode?
I think all the guests in Found in Estonia podcast previously have said that Estonia is a precious place to live and Estonia is a hidden gem. And this is what I've heard so many times from my guests, both like the expats who have been living here and the international guests. The only ones who are not believing it are Estonians itself, because they compare, we tend to compare ourselves with neighbors. But when you're an expat here, you can take your own mission to make the Estonians believe about their precious country.
Yeah, I've had the same experience, actually. That it's usually the ones who come from outside with an outside perspective, and then they compare it, and then they find so many precious things about Estonia. And some Estonians who haven't traveled that much don't really think it's so special at all.
Yes, or the travel experiences are like going for a week, staying in a hotel and then coming back. So it's not about getting to know the real people, the real culture of a country. And I think Estonians are now more and more open towards diversity. So what is going on in Estonia is a change and for the better, and the expats are definitely part of it.
Thank you so much for being in this podcast, and for all the listeners, find Found in Estonia podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, and on the website foundinestonia.ee, and join our newsletter as well, where I share once a month all the updates that are regarding Found in Estonia podcast. See you next time. Bye.